hospitals typically are not in the business of providing legal aid to patients, but several tribal health facilities in Alaska are going to start doing just that. The pilot project is being funded through a multi-state grant that's placing AmeriCorps volunteers in tribal facilities in six states. Nicole Nelson is executive director of the nonprofit Alaska Legal Services, which serves low-income and disadvantaged people. She says the new partnerships with tribal health organizations will help Alaskans enjoy the same rights and privileges as other Americans.
I think there's an enormous justice gap in all Alaskans, including Alaska Native people, in their ability to get civil legal help when they need it. The cost of an attorney is far out of reach for most people, and it's even more so for those who are, you know, the access to justice challenges for somebody who lives in a village, being able to have their rights or the laws enforced is, you know, it's just exacerbated by the rurality.
Nelson says Alaska Legal Services has fewer than 30 attorneys statewide, so the addition of six AmeriCorps members is a significant expansion. She says it will help address unmet needs and take legal services to where the people are.
So what we're trying to do with this project is to embed legal aid attorneys in places where people are going to go anyway, so that they can have better access to the legal system and a better chance of enforcing their rights and taking advantage of the opportunities that are afforded to them by law.
Dr. Robert Aunders is Director of Community and Health Systems Improvement for the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, which co-manages the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. He says achieving health and wellness involves more than just medical services.
There are significant social conditions, whether that be housing or employment or education, that impacts one's health, and having this partnership helps address both the health issues as well as the social conditions that sometimes physicians don't have all the skills to address.
Legal services attorneys in the tribal facilities can help handle inappropriate denials of Social Security or veterans benefits, insurance, legal guardianships and powers of attorney, as well as elder abuse and domestic violence. But they can't meet all the legal needs of patients, says Aunders.
Their scope of services is fairly limited because the need for just those services we anticipate to be fairly high, and that's what they've shown in other medical legal partnerships.
The Alaska partnerships are generally modeled after some 300 medical legal partnerships across the nation, and in particular after one the Navajo Nation formed with the Southwest U.S. counterpart to Alaska Legal Services. Other tribal health organizations are forming medical legal partnerships for facilities in Fairbanks, Juneau, Kenai, Nome, and Sitka. Additional partnerships in Alaska may be formed over the course of the three-year pilot project. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.